Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Try to be more
at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
Finance.
Today, Carson.
Did they leave their phone in here?
That might be Jim's phone. We can get
Jim,
that to him.
Jim with the old here. Man moment.
I'll let Connor get that. It's Jim's phone here, Connor.
That's Jim.
Yeah, Jim Blue from Cedars. He's so busy, he forgot his phone.
He has a nice case. Notice that?
It is very nice.
Thank you to those guys for coming in.
Yes. Again, please, we hope you join us tomorrow. If you're not local, you can donate right now at givetolincoln.com. Select Cedars.
I wonder if there's any thought of banning our phones from the... Well, you can't. You got to have your phone,
right? I need my phone for reads purposes and texts and everything.
Bill and I, you could impose a ban where you would make us put our phones in a box with by Connor.
No, because there's the power of getting a text during the show that is important to us. We've read many times where, you know, Katrinka chimes in or McSafety will chime in. If your phones are out of the station, you don't get those moments.
As you know, I have a lot of complications in my life, so I get a lot of moments that are unrelated to radio.
I know, but the ones that are for radio, I can't limit the ones for radio for all of them.
No, it's true.
So please stop by. Free coffee until 9 a.m. Courtesy of Pinnacle Bank. On behalf of Cedars for tomorrow's Give to Lincoln Day, also a chance to win a golf package to Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska. Please, please come by.
Gosh,
love to see you. Free coffee. Why would you not want to have free coffee and a chance to win free golf?
There's going to be a drawing
tomorrow,
right?
A raffle.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference? Porch, patio, raffle, drawing.
They're probably similar things.
Yeah, similar cousins, things. As you would say.
Yes,
cousins. There'll be a drawing, a raffle.
Are you ready for Bill's throws it or not?
We're going to see this gym. It's going to be there for 100 years.
Yes, it's year one of 100 for the gym.
How about that, by the way?
And it is beautiful. You'll like it. And I want to see you shoot a couple hoops out there as well.
I will not shoot hoops.
I want to see the jump shot.
I will not do
it. The people want to see.
I don't think I'm going to do that. The people need to see. I'm 59. Well, I'm not shooting jump shots. What is the deal now? What is the Bill's Thrills we have?
Ready to roll?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Let's play the intro. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
That was better. The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting. I'm sure Randy is very, very busy right now with projects. It is outdoor building season.
Jeez, yes.
Remodels inside, but hey, he's building decks outside.
Yep.
I will have Randy look at my house for a small minor deck project.
You're adding on to that massive deck?
No, not that. Behind the pool. I need maybe a deck there. I want Randy to give me some thoughts.
Connor, think in terms of being a sales director. You will be moneyed. You'll need multiple decks in your house. Multiple decks.
The deck that we have is wonderful. It wasn't really built to have a pool below it.
You want the tag, Connor, sales director, okay? Director.
You got to know people.
Money funnels into your account.
Just be friendly.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Bill's Thrills?
I am.
Okay. It's Wild Card Wednesday. And this happened. I saw it last night, but it goes back to a couple weeks ago. I have to mention this.
What?
Give yourself a hand for repping the Ticket brand. Now, you are doing that. You're bringing it right now.
You have taken over on the headline.
Give yourself a hand for repping the Ticket brand. Yes. I have been out in public a couple times in the last few weeks. Random places. I was at Hy-Vee last night with Scotland because Elizabeth was playing golf.
You were. She called me from there.
She was at Golf League, and so I went to Scotland to get some items. I called you about something.
Yes.
At Hy-Vee.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance to talk to the guy because he's going a different direction, but I walked into Hy-Vee, and a guy was walking in the distance wearing a black Ticket t-shirt.
You're kidding me.
And I wanted to say something to him, say, great shirt, but he was already too far away.
It wasn't Jay Foreman?
No, it was not. It was not Jay. I have seen Jay at Hy-Vee before in the same aisle as Darren Burgers from Raising Cane's, but not this time. I was also at the gym a couple weeks ago. Guy wearing a Ticket shirt. I did talk to him, say, hey, thank you for supporting the Ticket. I appreciate that. He's like, oh, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Then I also was, where was he at recently? I saw the third one I was bringing up. I saw, this was random. I think I mentioned on the show, but I went to the Union at UNL. Right before school was out for the year, I went to Chick-fil-A.
You did?
Shout out to our friend Charlie.
You Chick-fil-A. Went over there?
I did.
You went over to the Union?
I go there about once a month to get Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
And again, this is college kids. We're talking age 18 to 25. They have some victory laps there. In the middle of the crib, the back portion of the Union, in one of the most prominent seats possible, there was a guy in a red Ticket shirt. Got to be 20 years old. Repping the Ticket. Repping the brand.
That is beautiful. Say the headline again.
Give yourself a hand for repping the Ticket brand.
Yes.
Now, if you are out there saying, hold on a second, I would love to rep the Ticket brand. We have a lot of things. We give away t-shirts all the time. We'll have t-shirts tomorrow at Cedars to give away. We have different remote broadcasts we do. We've got pregame shows, post-game shows that we're out and about. We got a brand new shipment of gear within the last month or two that we're just pumped to give away.
Oh, we are? Can you get some from McKenzie and Emma at
Yes,
Planet Fitness?
Of course. I told you I would get them hooked up with a t-shirt. We want our brand to be everywhere. Like it's important to me and to the station for people to want to wear our stuff. That shows that you like us and you like our gear, our swag.
McKenzie and Emma want some swag. They work at Planet Fitness. Think about it. They're fairly prominent in the community.
Are they allowed to wear it when they're at work?
That is a question.
So they have Planet Fitness attire.
Yeah, Planet Fitness gear, but they're fans of the show, and they would like some. Emma and McKenzie, shout out. They are funny, by the way. So I like your Bill's Thrills. I like that you do this Bill's Thrills. You don't even ask me to do it, which is interesting.
Well, you have aging gracefully to worry about.
That's true.
You get your one day a week that you do your thing, and
you
I'll
did
take
this
care
well.
Of the rest.
You've adopted the headline part of it, which is interesting.
Well, I also think back to, and we love all of our breakers, but I think about some of the OGs, the ones from long ago. You know, we've had in the past bumper stickers. I still see around town a random Ticket bumper sticker. That was like 10, 12 years ago we did the bumper stickers. A long time ago.
Yeah.
They still exist. I see the white t-shirts from long ago, from like the second year of the Ticket.
Which was?
2012. But you were a part of the Ticket back then in the afternoon role.
Yeah.
You've been with us for almost all 15 years.
Connor, I did an afternoon show.
You
hello,
did.
Hello.
You did.
Hello.
You did to Drive Time.
What was that fella's name?
That was Jake Bogus.
Jake Bogus was something else. We would go at it pretty good.
You guys still do once in a while. On social media.
I like Jake.
Once in a
now,
while.
Now, hold on. That's interesting. And I wanted to give a shout out to all those people that have been with us that long, like Eric, who comes in
Eric
here.
And Hickman.
Yeah, Eric and Hickman has been with us since I can remember. Chris, of course. I hesitate to name people because there's so many, but we appreciate those people. And Eric, I hope you buy a shirt and wear it proudly.
We'll give you a shirt.
Eric was one of the callers that was excellent early in our show. I mean, You bring the topics.
I can bring this up right now.
Mike Doman.
Mike,
one.
I haven't heard from Mike for a while. Mike, yeah. Chime in if you're out there listening still. Now, we will give away some t-shirts, but if you ever want to like purchase Ticket attire, we're talking like the nice shirt that Sip has on, the sweatshirt.
Oh, we love this shirt.
Well, if you want to purchase, please reach out because we could open up a store of sorts. We don't have that right now, but we could make it happen. If there's demand for people to purchase Ticket product and support us with sweatshirts, quarter zips, three, you know.
This nice stuff. These dry fit shirts. Yeah. How often do I wear it?
You wear that every day.
And that
no, no you have several. Yeah, right, you've got a red one you wear. You wear that one.
I wash
If you
them.
Want to open up a ticket store, we can do that. And, you know, we have stuff you can buy here at the front, which is Husker stuff. We have some ticket things. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. We can make a ticket store for you to purchase stuff. But well, I'm talking about the shirts I'm talking about that I saw out and about at Hy-Vee and the UNL and elsewhere are the ones we've given away at different events. And I appreciate the fact those were not just tossed.
No.
But they are a part of your attire.
DB and Rebecca, the stuff that we get is it's quality stuff. It's not just throwaway stuff.
No.
These shirts are amazing.
That could last you a long time if you take care of it.
Yeah.
Travis, what about ticket golf balls? I do have some for events.
Okay.
I can't give those away. Just those golf balls are very expensive, especially branded ones. So there will be moments where I can give away some. We don't have a ton of those, but I do have some ticket golf balls. Shamaya wants a non-autographed ticket t-shirt. We can make that happen. Shamaya with the putter. I have a ticket blanket. Now, that's a long... We used to have ticket blankets years ago.
Blankets?
Years ago.
Good idea.
And someone says... Buffet says, Jake, I'll be the first person to buy a shirt that says, I like Stone.
I like Stone. Terrell Farley in the house
with
Nick Sainer. People are starting to show up. Hello, Terrell.
Yes.
Terrell Farley, Nick Sainer.
The headline again, Sip, was give yourself a hand for repping the ticket brand.
Saw a fellow walking into Hy-Vee yesterday.
Yes. Well, no, I regret this. I really should have just chased him down.
Why?
Not in a weird, creepy fashion. I'm going to walk. I'm at 70th and Pioneers. Okay, that's the Hy-Vee I was at.
Okay.
I'm walking. So I'm distracted because I have Scotland with me, and she, of course, requires a lot of energy to...
Right, attention, yes.
She couldn't tell if she wanted to be in the cart or walking on the ground, so I was dealing with that. And I look up, and I see a gentleman walking past the self-checkout in a black ticket shirt, and I was going to chase him down, but...
Self-checkout.
She was having a little bit of a fit, and so I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So if that was you listening, thank you, and I regret not saying hi.
God dang, you're a nice guy. It wouldn't even have crossed my mind to say. I don't mean that completely, but thank you for being that way.
Chad says, I think it'd be great if you had a ticket store. Also have show gear in it as well. I'd like to have some of our phrases and things we've said on t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, there's...
If I were a feral cat, which caught the ear yesterday of Rhonda Ravel. We brought her in for the 7 o'clock. She says, oh, feral cat. Sip, interesting.
If I was a feral cat,
Tank top, it says, how about better times?
Better times would be sell. Great. Better times would be great.
That would sell.
Oh, boy. I love the downtown, Jake.
Me too. On that note, headline once again, give yourself a hand for repping the ticket brand. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert. contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Nebraska, in 2 days, will face South Dakota State in the regional here at 3 p.m. in Lincoln.
Okay.
We are going to have Wild Card Wednesday of famous South Dakotans.
Okay, I like it.
Because
I should know this. They border our
state. If you think you know our neighbors to the north, famous South Dakotans in sports and non-sports, okay, please call us right now at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip in trivia. You are 0-1 on the week, but still 8 games above 500. How do you feel about famous South Dakotans today?
I feel pretty good about it, actually.
All right. We have James. How do you feel about famous South Dakotans this morning?
Oh, I think I'm okay.
All right. You guys James. Both feel good.
James is a... Hi, James.
What's going on, Sipple?
Not much. James, how long have you been with the Ticket? How many years have you been listening?
Oh, I think I go way back to Jake Bogus.
That's long. That's 2011.
That's beautiful.
That's 2011.
He's a history teacher at
Stowe. I think you are correct,
James.
He's
a history teacher.
He's bounced around. He's been a teacher for now for several years.
Well, Jake was a talented radio
He
guy.
Was.
Yeah.
And he helped start this place, so
yes,
we always... Thank him for that. All right, James. First question to you. No lifeline for either of you. James, actress January Jones is from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What popular TV show did she play the character Betty Draper in? Betty?
I have no idea.
Draper.
The Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, no.
Great guess.
You don't have to take this if you don't want to.
It's one of your shows that you like. You've talked about this show many times, and I cannot come up with the name. And I don't think the engine's going to fire here. You've talked about it.
It's a great show.
Draper's a stock name on the show.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say John Hamm's on this show.
Well, he might be, but that doesn't give me the show name.
Nope.
5 seconds. Fine.
No, I don't
passing.
Have it. Yeah, pass.
That'd be Mad Men. And yes, the main character is John Hamm as Don Draper.
Yeah, it's great. I didn't get it. Beautiful. Mad Men.
Great, great TV show.
Mad Men.
All right, Sip, 0-0 tie. First question. What 18-season, 3-point specialist basketball player who played the NBA from 2000 to 2017 hails from Mitchell, South Dakota, and was a star in college with the Florida Gators?
Oh, he played for the Memphis Grizzlies for a while. I've seen him at the games when I go. He goes. He sits kind of courtside. I have no idea what his name is right now.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. He's a tall, white guy, like probably about Pike size.
5'4", 3".
I will not get his name. I'm just going to say Mitchell.
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 Mitchell from Mitchell, South Dakota.
That's
James,
not right.
Do you want that James or not? You don't have to take this.
6'7", probably.
I'm gonna pass.
I'm disappointed in both of you. Mike Miller. Played 18 years in the league.
I think he was with the Grizzlies.
He won a title with the Heat with LeBron James.
Am I wrong? He was with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he was all over the league. The Jazz, the Grizzlies, the Heat.
Mike Miller. So I've seen him at games in Memphis.
For the lead, James, last question, 0-0 tie. What longtime anchor of NBC Nightly News was born and raised in Webster, South Dakota?
I say Dan Rather. No.
Okay, you already said Dan Rather. I got to take first guess.
And he just handed me a Tom Brokaw. Hello.
Would you have had that?
I don't think so. I don't think I would have had it. I don't think I would have had it. Okay. It's Tom Brokaw,
that
however.
That is correct. You get that.
James slipped.
Brilliant.
Went off sides. James, you jumped off sides in a bad moment. Bad job.
Now, this is for the win, Sip. If you get this wrong, James can steal and force the tiebreaker.
Would you say at this point, it's been fairly embarrassing for us.
Yes. You should have got Mike Miller.
Yeah.
Okay, for the win, what the first full-time female assistant coach in any of the major four sports was with the San Antonio Spurs, and she is from Rapid City, South Dakota.
You expect me to know her name?
Who is she?
You expect me to know her name?
She was a star in the WNBA as well for many years from Rapid City.
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer! No. Not Donna. You need this one, James, to force the tiebreaker.
You won't know it. James will not know this. It's hard to know this.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Well, you have to go for it, James. A pass would just be a loss. So I need an answer of some sort.
Just a name. What do you think her name should be?
Five.
Just do it that way.
Four. Three. Two.
Dolly Madison.
No. That was it. Disappointing. I thought these were good questions.
That's a hard one.
The answer is Becky Hammon.
Oh, that's not even that hard.
No,
James.
Not hard.
That's not that
that's
hard.
That's why I asked it.
Yeah, that's not that hard.
James, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in. And if you want to come down for free coffee till 9 a.m., please stop by now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
James didn't sound like he was coming down here either. Anywho.
Tiebreaker.
Okay.
Mike Miller made 1,593s in his career. Where does that rank all time in most threes in NBA history?
Sixth all time.
That'd be 48th all time. We've had a bonanza of threes since his time.
This has been embarrassing.
I think at one point he was like in the 20s, and he's down to 48th now.
This is embarrassing.
Because everybody shoots threes, including Victor Wembanyama at 7'5".
Is Sean coming on?
He is coming on next, yeah.
That was an embarrassing game show.
Not for me.
No, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Were those questions fair? Texture is 464-5685.
No, I didn't say... Jake, I did not say the questions were unfair. It was a horrible performance.
But you won. So, wasn't pretty.
No.
But it was gritty.
I don't even feel like I won.
When we come back, Hour 3, Sean Callahan, and then we'll have Lance Harvell. Come on by for free coffee till 9 a.m. Hour 3 next, an early break in the ticket.